Provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today, green for life, GFL.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, it's time for Badger football.
Stretch to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown Wisconsin. Stretch Kekahuna to the house.
Not just what we do or how we do it. Remember, it's who you do it with. We're family, baby.
And down he goes. Cheeks gets to the quarterback.
You got
to
come out here. You got to compete. You got to make each other better.
Throws left side for Branch. Yeah. It is picked off by Preston Zachman.
Remember our goal. It's right around the corner.
As the Badgers deliver the knockout punch here in the fourth quarter.
Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Big House in Ann Arbor, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herr, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson, who is back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. Road game number two, Big Ten road game number one, and quite the assignment for Luke Fickell's Badgers. And saying quite the assignment will be a weekly statement for the rest of this season as the Badgers here in Ann Arbor taking on the 20th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Michigan won its Big Ten opener a couple of weeks ago with a win at Nebraska. The Badgers trying to come off the canvas after losing on the home field to Maryland 2 weeks ago. So overall, 2-2 Wisconsin against 3-1 Michigan. And Tausch, we've talked about it here already, but for those just maybe tuning in now, Hunter Simmons about to get his first start at quarterback. We saw him come in the second half against Maryland, and the outcome was decided, but he came in and played pretty well. We'll get more on him from Patrick Herb in a couple of minutes. But it's quite the daunting assignment in front of 110,000 people in a Michigan team that's probably feeling pretty good about itself. But as you said before, just go play, right? Just go see what you can do.
Especially when you have kind of worked and worked and you end up getting an opportunity, you want to take the highest advantage of it. So obviously, as we've talked about, the test is big. Michigan is very good. Their front seven is really good. They're going to rush the passer. And, you know, Wisconsin's offensive line, it feels like, has been in flux for the vast majority of the season. So this is a big task. But I'm telling you, I think from a player perspective, you're always looking, just give me an opportunity. I'm going to try and find a way to make it work. And I think 2 weeks ago when he got in, and you know, a lot of times people look at it like it's mop-up time. You take advantage of that opportunity, and what coaches do is you do that, we'll give you more opportunities. And today he has a big opportunity in front of him to showcase what he can do.
And let's go bigger picture now as we move on to our Construction Business Group keys to the game. Wisconsin operating engineers, build your career, join 139.com is that old line, give yourself a chance to have a chance. And not just with Hunter Simmons, but all the self-inflicted stuff with Wisconsin. We've seen how much that has come back to bite them in the last 2 weeks. Let's see how much of that they could clean up here today.
And it's not just one guy or one thing. You know, Patrick in his notebook, by the way, great notebook if you missed it.
Solid info.
The tamales was probably the top of it. But this stat, negative plays, 22 on 22 drives. You can't function effectively when you're doing that, especially when you're struggling a little bit. You have to clean up the penalties. You have to, you know, not, you have to make positive yards and stay normal down a distance. Doesn't matter who you have at quarterback. If you're looking at third and 10 plus, it's going to be a long afternoon. And then on special teams, you have to clean that up. So there is a lot of things to clean up. you had the bye week. You get a chance to get guys a little bit healthier, refocus on fundamentals, and now you get an opportunity in this second stretch of your season. It's daunting, but you want to get an opportunity to show that you've made some improvements.
All right. Well, Badger fans probably wondering, Hunter Simmons, who is he? We've talked about him a little bit in some of the early games this season. Let's get a little deeper dive into the Hunter Simmons story and how his path to being the starter for today's game. And with that, we say hello to our sideline reporter, Patrick Hurd.
Good morning, gentlemen, from what's going to be a very warm playing surface here at the Big House. So for Hunter Simmons, in the offseason, when Wisconsin traded their offensive coordinator, it also meant a trade out in the quarterback room. Out were Tyler Van Dyke, Braden Locke, Mabry Metoyer, and in came transfers Billy Edwards and Danny O'Neill. Well, there was also a third transfer that entered, much less heralded. He came in after the spring ball, and that's Hunter Simmons. And now we find ourselves with Hunter Simmons being used. So in the offseason, this staff determined that they were going to need more depth at the quarterback position. Obviously, painfully, they've experienced injuries at the quarterback each of the last two seasons and this season. So they wanted to have more of an insurance policy against that. Hunter Simmons, fifth-year transfer, lots of experience being at Southern Illinois. So during the last 2 weeks, you mentioned that he came in and played that final series against Maryland and performed well. During the bye week, the week where Wisconsin didn't play, Danny O'Neill was banged up. He came out of that Maryland game with some injuries and wasn't able to take reps that week. So Hunter Simmons got all of the first-team reps during that week of practice. Invaluable for a guy who's inexperienced with this offense after missing all of the spring, but also opened the coach's eyes that he might be their best path to being successful in this game. During the week, he and Danny split a lot of the reps, and by Friday, it was all Hunter Simmons' show. Now, we've been told that Danny O'Neill will have a role in this game, so look for him to come in a couple different packages where they want to be able to use his feet and kind of change the math with what they're doing offensively. But they feel that Hunter Simmons, with what he could do in the pocket, particularly what he could do under center, taking snaps under center from a new center, Davis Heinzen, gives them the best chance here at the Big House.
Yeah, they're making that shuffle with Kerry Kodanko getting a call at right guard. And Tausch, I mean, you obviously have lived this. I've heard coaches say it forever. Like, the first step of being really productive offensively is continuity on the offensive line. Now, we know the quarterback story, but they've had really lousy luck trying to develop that continuity because of injuries, and they've had a lot of things that they've had to deal with already this season.
Yeah, and that's obviously when you're, you know, rotating quarterbacks and trying to find that, right? The best helper to that is a running game. So the O-line, it's, you know, unfortunately, there have been a lot of shuffling around. The good news is you got a couple of weeks of prep to make some of these changes that they did, unlike the first between game one and game two. So I think today you're looking at a quarterback that, and the hope is, and Patrick just mentioned this, stay in that pocket and deliver it. And that was a couple of the criticisms from Danny in that second half of the last game was he got outside of that pocket too early. Today we're hoping Hunter Simmons will stay in there, make those throws, and give these wide receivers and tight ends a chance to make some plays.
Captain's meeting for the coin toss. Michigan has won the toss, has elected to defer. The Badger captains today, by the way, Darrell Peterson, Ben Barton, Vinny Anthony, and Joe Brunner. So the Badgers will be on offense to begin the game as Michigan has elected to defer. The Badgers will go right to left. That is south to north as we see it at Michigan Stadium. This would be, I think, Tausch, certainly sunsplashed. Would you not agree
incredibly
today?
Incredibly sunsplashed, and then you mix in all this gold that reflects all that sunsplashed. I hope Patrick's got, what is it? Probably an SPF 50 day today.
It might
be. It's going to be a long day down there. Dan Dierdorf, great NFL player. He was the honorary captain for Michigan. I think he did this business for a while, too, did he?
He did. Well, he did it on the national scale, and then he worked alongside Jim Brandstatter for a number of years in the Michigan Radio Network. Saw Jim a little while ago. They both retired here in the last couple of years. But, yeah, it is obviously a ton of history here, and Dan Dierdorf down there, Brian Greasy, also an honorary captain, which is something we have seen in Madison. It's been a lot of fun, and we always enjoy the home games for all the obvious reasons, but seeing those guys come back always has great meaning at Wisconsin, and no doubt it does here at the University of Michigan.
No question. I think that is awesome. If I may, because we got a little time here before kickoff, it's kind of ridiculous they're sticking with this one tunnel. Like, just the one tunnel thing is so irritating. You got people klutzing through, and Wisconsin's bench is right there. Just going to vent. They just redid everything. Put a tunnel on this side. Throw a locker room on the other side. Let's get with the times, Michigan.
Well, that way when their rival comes up here every other year, they can always have that chirping
thing. Yeah,
they can
fight and
all that fun stuff. So.
I'm always a little leery when people – everybody's been so nice.
Oh, they really.
I don't like that.
They're historically through the years they have been, you could say historically nice. They kill you with kindness.
I don't know. In '98 they were mad. They were.
Well, they weren't real happy.
You know,
you
kind of want the fans flipping you off. It means that. So hopefully we can be doing that on the way out of here today.
It's usually after the game when they do all that. Hunter Sunderland will kick off for Michigan. You got Cade Iacomelli and Vinny Anthony deep for Wisconsin. And the run up, the kick is away. It hangs up high. Anthony will let it hit into the end zone for the touchback. The Badgers start at their 25-yard line. And we are underway here in Ann Arbor. The Badgers in the road, white unis in the cardinal trim. Michigan in the blue unis and the maize trim as we are about to see Hunter Simmons make his first career start. When he has played, he is 7 of 9, a touchdown. He connected with Lance Mason a couple of weeks ago in the game against Maryland.
And crowd noise and pumping it in at practice all week, that is something. But I am really looking, establish the run, but get outside, move the pocket, give him some easy throws for Hunter to kind of get into rhythm early in this game.
Dylan Jones lines up behind the quarterback. He got Jackson Aker to the left of the QB, double wide to the left, first play from scrimmage. The handoff goes to Dylan Jones, trying to break it to his left, and he'll work his way near the 30-yard line. Rayshon Benny, the interior of that defense up there to make the tackle on a gain of a little better than 4 on the first play from scrimmage.
Really nice job, Davis Hines in the center, new center, has not played there a ton or ever, at least at Wisconsin. Did a nice job of holding off that nose, and Dylan did a really good job of pushing the hole, finding that cutback, and getting a good 5 yards to start this game off.
Yeah, Heinzen played almost entirely at left tackle at Central Michigan, did have a handful of games at guard. Now a new spot for him at the college level. 2nd and 6, Wisconsin, the Badgers, 29-yard line. Snap to Simmons, handoff Jones, turns it back up, and Dylan drives it up near the stick. Looks like he'll be stopped at about the 34-yard line. Trey Pierce, defensive tackle, getting in there, and it's 3rd down, and about a half a yard at most, actually less than that. The Badgers just shy of their 35-yard line, 3rd and inches.
Yeah, nice job. Steck came in and did a nice job of kicking out. You picked up another good positive yard, 4 yards rush. You can keep doing that. Stay in these normal down and distance.
Under center, Simmons, handoff Dylan Jones, and he will get the first down, moving the stack up across the 35 to the 36-yard line. And a first down for the Badgers as Dylan Jones getting a steady diet here early. And into that last play on the Badger offense was Tucker Ashcraft. We mentioned he's been getting work this week, making his season debut, was injured during training camp, and brings a little more depth to what's been a pretty promising-looking tight end group.
Great start. 3 straight runs. Able to get 10 yards. Everybody can calm down, get the crowd out a little bit. Nice start here for Wisconsin.
From the 36 of Wisconsin, 1st and 10. Badgers move right to left as we view it in the first quarter. Hunter Simmons in the shotgun, gets the snap, back to throw. Over the middle he goes, caught by Chris Brooks across the 45-yard line. And Brooks will pop his way to the 48. And the helmet popped off the safety for Michigan, Brandon Hillman. So he'll come out for a play. Another first down for Wisconsin on a gain of 12.
Yeah, I love that. You run, and all of a sudden first down there, bringing people in. Linebackers are flying downhill. Leaves a wide open middle of the field for Chris Brooks. Brooks to just sit in that zone. Turn it up, picked up a first down. Really good start here.
Brooks wide right, Benny Anthony in motion, right to left. I formation behind Hunter Simmons. Ducks under his center, Davis Heinzen takes the snap. Hand off Dylan Jones over left guard across midfield. And he will crawl his way to about the 47 of Michigan on a gain of 5. Ernest Hausman, the Mike linebacker there to make the tackle. Again, good work on first down, 2nd and 5 coming up.
Really good work. Brunner and Malman on the left side, down blocking, washing their guys down. Pedanko comes along and just starts shoving the pile. Really good push up front. We're seeing 4 and 5 yards running the football. Really, really well done by the guys up front.
Jaden Ballard, Tretch Kekahuna come out to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left. Second and five of the Michigan 47. Snap to Simmons. He'll give it to Dylan Jones off the right edge, inside the 45, inside the 40 of Michigan, and down to the 38-yard line, Michigan territory. Jaden Mangum out of the secondary on the tackle. Nice-looking drive here for the Badgers to open the game. First and 10 of the Michigan 38.
Just a great job off the right side. They end up walking their linebacker back in, and Emerson Mandel washes the end down. Nobody has contain off that right side. Dylan Jones sees that, bounces it out, gets upfield, picks up the first down. And this run game, which we've been asking for, we're seeing some good results yielded early.
Ashcraft and Mason, the tight ends, left side of the formation for the Michigan 38-yard line. First and 10, snap to Simmons, looks, throws over the middle, and that dart is caught by Mason as he is dragging a defender with him for another yard or so. That was Brandon Hillman on the tackle as Mason advances to the 31 of Michigan. Nice, smart, safe throws here early on, second down and three for the Badgers.
Yeah, Michigan is, you know, thinking they're going to be able to stop the run with their four. What they've been doing now on first down is they're bringing what we call a cross dog, where the linebackers are blitzing and crossing to try and stop the run. Well, that's leaving the middle of the field open and easy pitches and catches.
Second down and three at the Michigan 31-yard line. Kekahune in motion. They'll give it to him. End around, running right inside the 30-yard line. Makes a man miss. He'll be steered out of bounds by Hausman at the 26-yard line of Michigan. Nice work by Tretch, breaking a tackle attempt and a first down for Wisconsin. We're 4.5 minutes in, just getting started, and the Badgers with a good drive in progress to begin the game.
Yeah, really good. The snap was a little low, got it to Tretch, and just a nice job of perimeter blocking out there and giving Tretch just enough space to kind of cut that up and pick up another rushing first down.
High backs, Darion Dupree, the tailback. Jackson Aker is the fullback. Double wide to the left for the Michigan 26-yard line. Simmons, quick shot left side. That's caught by Anthony. 25, breaks the tackle. 20, 15, 10, and pushed out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. It's Vinny Anthony, T.J. Metcalf, one of the safeties over there. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
It's just an awesome read by Hunter Simmons. It looked as if watching the O-lineman fire off, they saw soft coverage on Vinny Anthony, and Michigan's corner tried to come up and, you know, shoelace tackle him. Vinny's too good for that, beat him, and picked up a nice yards after catch on that throw.
Aker and Dylan Jones are offset on first and goal at the 9. Simmons gives it to Jones. Straight ahead to about the 7 on a gain of a couple. Second down, Jimmy Roldering getting involved, one of the linebackers for the Wolverines. Second and goal, Wisconsin at the 7. 9:20 and counting left first quarter. The Badgers with the game's first possession, now with a second and goal.
And what we're seeing, and I don't want to be all jinxy, but what we're seeing is guys just covering people up front. You pulled Brunner there. He didn't have a bunch of leakage in the backfield. He's able to get up, and although it wasn't a big run, it was positive yards.
Aker to the left of Simmons. Jones behind the quarterback. Snap to Hunter Simmons. Hands off Dylan Jones. Trying to cut a little bit to his right. Not a lot there. He gets covered up at about the 5. Roller getting in there, and down low was Jayshon Barham. Third and goal, Wisconsin at the 5.
Yeah, not a lot of movement that time, and you're trying to continue to run in the middle. They're doing a good job of down blocking and picking guys up. That time, Michigan just had too many bodies flying down. That red zone, everything contracts. Now, huge play here from the 5-yard line.
Brooks and Kekahuna come out to the right. We got Aker and Jones and an eye to the right of Hunter Simmons. Simmons gets the snap. He'll hand it to Jones up the middle. Jones to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Dylan Jones from 5 yards away as the Badgers are first on the board in the Big House.
Oh, what a play call there. It's 3rd and 5. I think everybody is thinking they're going to pass the football, but nice job by Heinzen getting up on the next level. Dylan Jones, there's a guy there at the 2. He spins out of it, backs his way in, and fights and scraps to get over the goal line. Beautiful play call, well executed up front, and a great finish by Dylan Jones.
First points on an opening drive for the Badgers this season as Nathaniel Vakos with the PAT, and it is good. The scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. What a drive it was. 12 plays, 75 yards, took 6 minutes and 50 seconds. We'll take a break and tell you The Badger football is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy, building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond. Today's game also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the Shamrocks applied. Visit ClearyBuilding.com. We will take a break from the Rail Transport broadcast booth. 8:10 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, Michigan nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go. Thief! Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight.
We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Dylan Jones, a 5-yard touchdown run, 8:10 left in the first quarter. It is 7-0 Wisconsin as Nathaniel Vakos is set to kick off. Andrew Marsh deep along with Joe Taylor for the Wolverines. Terrific start here for the Badgers. That 75-yard march to start the festivities here in Ann Arbor. Vakos with the kick, a line drive, and there will be no return as this sails beyond the end zone for the touchback. Talk about establishing the run, Patrick. Well, hold the thought. We're going to take another break here, I think, but we'll pick it up as the Badgers show good balance, but they were not afraid to bang away at that Michigan defense. We'll take another break for the Rail Transport broadcast booth. 8:10 left first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. 7-0 Wisconsin with 8:10 left in the first quarter. Quite the opening drive for the Badgers and getting some things done on the ground as we check in with Patrick Hurd.
Something maybe we haven't seen much this year, some offensive line swagger coming off the field there. They were rightfully so, puffing their chests out. And the thing they kept yelling at each other on the bench when they got back here was 7 minutes, 7 minutes. And what they mean by that is that they consumed that drive of 6 minutes and 50 seconds. They're going to round up. We'll give them that. 7 minutes. Controlling the clock, establishing the physicality of the line of scrimmage clearly was a priority going into this game. And on that first drive, 12 plays, 9 of them were runs. And something we talked about before the game, nothing negative. In fact, the smallest gains were 2-yard runs. At least they're pushing the path forward. 7 minutes, that's the mantra right now down here.
And nice safe throws to get Hunter Simmons involved too, Tosh.
Yeah, and it wasn't just, well, we're going to run it every time. When you saw that they were going to blitz and bring some people and make it really tough, you found easy throws. But Patrick is 100% right. This is a game. Don't make mistakes. Continue to put yourself in positions where you can succeed and give your quarterback an opportunity to do that. That drive was executed perfectly. Going to have to keep doing it, but what a start for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Michigan's first crack at it offensively, going north to south, left to right as we view it. Bryce Underwood, the very highly regarded freshman quarterback, ducking under his center, Greg Crippen. The running back is Justice Haynes, and the handoff, little flea flicker, back to Underwood, drifting to his right, floats it out right side deep. It is incomplete, flag down. It was intended for Donovan McCulley. Coverage from Ricardo Hallman. There was contact, and Rico never turned around.
Now, you said it. He didn't get his head turned around. A trick play out of the gates and an underthrown football, but Rico didn't turn his head, and that's why they're going to get him.
So an early penalty against Wisconsin. Of course, in college, pass interference is 15 yards instead of a spot foul here. So it'll be a first and 10 Michigan at its own 40.
And the frustrating part of that is I thought Wisconsin had that covered really well. That you come out of the gates and you're probably thinking they're going to run it, so you sell out that they were there, got a hit on the quarterback, on the flea flicker, just an underthrown ball. Good job by the receiver to sell it. Rico's got to get his head turned around on that.
Andrew Marsh out to the right, Donovan McCulley to the left, pistol formation. Underwood takes handoff, Justice Haynes trying to work it off the right side. Badgers trying to string it. Haynes makes a man miss across the 40 to the 45. Matt Young, one of the safeties, comes up to make the play across the 45-yard line to the 46, and a gain of 6. Young getting that start again. Redshirt junior, the transfer originally from Nina, as Preston Zachman continues his recovery from the leg injury suffered at Alabama. Second down and 4, Michigan, for the Wolverines' 46-yard line. 3 receivers to the left. The tight end, Marlon Klein. McCulley is out to the right. Justin Haynes motions out of the backfield to the left, throwing to the right side. Pass is caught by McCulley, the former Indiana Hoosier, with a catch. He'll step out of bounds across midfield into Wisconsin territory at the Badgers' 48-yard line.
Good read by Underwood there. Wisconsin brought a bunch of pressures. It looked like almost a run blitz, assuming that Michigan was going to do that. He saw a little bit of off coverage there. Easy pitch and catch for a first down.
McCulley will come out to the left. Marsh slot to the left. Samaj Morgan out to the right. Morgan now goes in motion, looping in motion to the left is Underwood. Hands off to Haynes. Big hole at the 40, 35-30. Haynes to the 20, 15, 10, to the 5, and finally yanked out of bounds by Austin Brown. We mentioned they have home run hitters in the backfield. Justin Haynes very much one at its first and goal, Michigan at the 5.
Yeah, you saw that developing from up here. The hole just got big, and you give Haynes just a little bit of breathing room. He goes.
Trips to the right. They get back on the ball. Hand off Haynes up the middle to about the 2. Christian Allegro first in there. And bringing him down was Parker Peterson on the defensive line. Second and goal, Michigan at the 2. Badgers get more beef up front. JBR Suggs in there. I think Nolan Bills as well. Brandon Lane. Dylan Johnson. Second and goal. Wolverines go heavy to the left. High backs, hand off Haynes, breaks it off to the right, and it's a walk-in. Touchdown, Michigan. Justice Haynes from 2 yards away, and a very quick answer for Michigan with 6:02 left in the first quarter.
That gap control is so important when you're trying to stop a really good running back. This kid's a stud, and he's got home run hitting speed. He has great vision, and you saw it there. He skits a hole on the long run, and he just shoots through here. Everything is clogged up. Wisconsin had stopped in the middle, and he bounced that out, and it looked way too easy with his speed and his vision. Bounced it out to the right side, and a walk-in touchdown, and a great answer by Michigan's offense.
Michigan answers with a 75-yard drive of its own. Dominic Zavada on to attempt the extra point. And the kick is in the air, and the kick is good. Badger football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. College football season is Modelo season. If you're listening to this right now, it's time for a reward. Reward your full-time fandom with an ice-cold Modelo. Modelo brewed for full-time Badger fans. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 6:02 left in the first quarter, Wisconsin 7, Michigan 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt. And most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
Fall in Wisconsin means crisp air, football Saturdays, and family time. And with Kemp's, bringing the best to your family comes easy. It all starts with fresh milk from cows raised with care on local Midwest family farms. From wholesome milk and rich creams to smooth ice cream, every Kemp's product is crafted with quality you can taste. So whether it's fueling up for game day breakfast, tailgate snacks, or sweet victory treat, you can count on Kemp's. Kemp's, it's the cows.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matcha Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badger football also brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24-7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Details and hotel reservations at Pottawatomie.com. Your win is waiting. A five-play, 75-yard drive. The big blow, a 43-yard run from Justice Haynes. And then Haynes finished from 2 yards away. 6:02 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin and Michigan tied at 7.
And, I know Luke Fickell loves to say complimentary football. And that was the case there. Wisconsin had not scored on their first drive. They do that. That would have been a great time for Wisconsin's defense to blow up. Unfortunately, you get the 15-yard penalty against Rico on a flea flicker, and Haynes busts a long run, and they end up scoring. So now your special teams, your offense, you're always looking for a way to kind of recapture that momentum. Wisconsin got it. Now Michigan grabbed it, and it's back on Wisconsin special teams and offense to reset and get that back.
Beckham Sunderland, again, ready to kick off. And Anthony K. Giacomelli are deep for Wisconsin. 7-7 here in the opening quarter. Sunderland with the kick in the air, and Vinny again will let it hit into the end zone about 3 or 4 yards deep for the touchback, and the Badgers will begin at their 25-yard line.
And now the interesting thing, Wink Martindale, who's had a ton of NFL experience, is probably looking at, I don't think he thought coming in that Wisconsin was going to be able to line up and run the football against his front, and that drive, Wisconsin was able to do that. So now, what adjustments is he going to make, and how is Grimes going to counter that? Because I would guess Michigan is going to load up in trying to stop the run and force Simmons to throw the football.
It looks like Danny O'Neill is in there right now for Wisconsin at quarterback, and that is the case. O'Neill takes. He'll hand off to Dylan Jones off the right side, and it's a little tough sledding there as Trey Pierce, 310-pound nose tackle, getting in there for Michigan. A gain of just a yard for Dylan Jones. It is second down as now O'Neill Goes over to the sideline. Second down and 9 for the Badgers.
And obviously you want to use his feet. You do a little read out. You try to get where the edge. You want to make sure Michigan honors that quarterback can get out. They probably don't even know who was in that quarterback. And unfortunately, we didn't gain much there.
Hunter Simmons back in there now with Jones behind him on second down and 9 at the Wisconsin 26. Double wide to the left. Little play fake, throwing left. And Vinny Anthony gets whacked right away. Shy of the 30-yard line. They'll mark, well, we'll call it the 30. Zeke Berry getting in there. They have a lot of depth in that Michigan secondary. Berry a part of that. And the Badgers looking at a third down and 5-plus change just shy of their 30-yard line.
You saw a little adjustment there by Wink. A little bit of room on that first drive that time. Vinny, obviously, on the touchdown drive was able to get by. This time they are going to try to take away some of that gap.
Chris Brooks slot to the right. Vinny Anthony wide to the right. Terrell Henry to the left on third down. Hand off Dylan Jones. Has some room. 35 Jones. The 40 Jones up across the 45-yard line. Dylan Jones showing a little burst. And a first down for Wisconsin. Derek Moore on the tackle for Michigan.
And O'Neal was in there at quarterback, I believe. A little fake and a great block by Brunner. He went and just finished his man to the ground. That gave a little bit of room. Ashcraft down on the other side of the first down marker. He's finishing his guy. And a really good pickup there on third and 8.
Got to watch closely play
it's
to play.
It's tough out here.
Hunter Simmons in there now. Slot left, slot right. On first and 10, snap to Simmons. Back to throw under pressure. And hangs one up in the air. It is incomplete. Trying to get it out there to Jackson Aker. T.J. Metcalf with a diving attempt. Couldn't come up with it as it falls incomplete. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 46-yard line. 4:01 left in the first quarter, tied at 7.
Well, I said woof because the Michigan brought a blitzing linebacker through. And Dylan Jones had to put his nose in there. And the linebacker won that battle. And very fortunate that Hunter Simmons was able to get that ball out and on the ground because he was going to get hit.
Arion Dupree, the running back. Simmons getting him organized offensively. Two receivers right. Jaden Ballard to the left. Simmons gets the snap. Hand off to Arion Dupree. Not much there. Cut down a gain of maybe 1 to the 47. Jimmy Rolder, the linebacker, on the tackle. And it's third down and 9 for Wisconsin at the Badgers' 47-yard line.
Yeah, and what Michigan has done, which doesn't surprise me, is they are letting their middle linebackers, we call it shoot your gun. You see it, and they are going downhill, getting in the backfield, and either going to bring the running back down, knock the running back on a blitz, or try to get to that quarterback, and he's been able to get in the backfield and cause ruckus both plays.
Brooks and Kekahuna, double wide to the right. Ashcraft and Mason, the tight ends. Shotgun snap, Simmons rolling to his right. Backside pressure. Wanted to throw back to Lance Mason. That was almost picked by Rod Moore. And if he picks it, he's gone. But it falls incomplete, and it's fourth down and 9. The first third down miss for the Badgers after converting on their first three chances.
And I actually love the play call. It's a rollout right, and everybody here is thinking the ball is going to the right side. He plants his foot. Give Michigan a lot of credit for staying home because there's one guy, a blocker, and Ashcraft out there. If that ball gets, luckily it fell to the ground, that's an easy first down and a big play if they're able to get it.
Atticus Bertrams on to punt. Samaj Morgan is deep for Michigan. Bertrams with the kick in the air, end over end. Morgan will let it hit. It hits inside the 10, inside the 5. Ballard trying to save it, and they say he did at the 1-yard line. Excellent work from Jaden Ballard as Michigan will start, it looks like, at its own 2 after that 51-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams. And we will take a break in Ann Arbor. Drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Badger football. From the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 3:05 left in quarter number 1, Wisconsin 7, Michigan 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine Antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine Antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected with a chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. Badgers of Michigan tied at 7, 3:05 left in the first quarter. Wolverines will be starting at their 2-yard line. Well, the question of the week, and every Michigan opponent's going to have this, is for the defensive coordinators, how you defend Bryce Underwood. So with that, we check in with Patrick Herb, who's going to tell us how the Badgers are going to get that done here today.
Well, hopefully the Badgers have a solution. He's certainly talented, a 5-star true freshman quarterback. And you've seen over their 4 games this season that they've slowly ramped up how much they use him running out of the backfield. First few games, kind of were a little bit more cautious with him. Now they've been turning him loose. Wisconsin's not going to spy with him the entire time, but when they do, Sebastian Cheeks will draw that assignment. We haven't seen Michigan do that yet, but Wisconsin's very aware that he can. They rate every quarterback on a mobility scale. He was a 5 out of 5.
He lines up about 4 yards deep into the end zone for the Michigan 2-yard line. First and 10, movement up front. Brandon Lane getting in the neutral zone. And unless he was enticed to do so, this will be a free 5 yards. Ron Snodgrass is the referee.
Defense, number 95, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Yeah, it gives Michigan a little elbow room now. First and 5 from the Wolverines, 7.
And that's always a smart play by the offense. You're backed up. If you jump, you lose a half a yard. If you get somebody else to jump, you get 5. And unfortunately, Lane found the old walk of shame. You jump, you got to sprint off the field.
Sebastian Cheeks in there now defensively for Wisconsin. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. Underwood rolling left, looking now. He'll run it across the 10-yard line. Mason Reiger will come up to get it. The ball popped out near the 15-yard line. We've got a pile for it. And Badger play is not signaling anything. So, like Michigan was able to recover. Might have been Evan Link, the left tackle, pouncing on it for Michigan. So, it's a first down for the Wolverines at their own 14-yard line.
Boy, you saw how athletic Underwood was there. He was all kind of boxed in and was able to kind of juke, get vertical, pick up the first down. But important, hammer away at that football. And then, even if you don't have it, point. You can maybe fool a ref. Let's point it out and see if you can shovel it out of there.
Receivers to the left, Max Bredesen, the tight end out of Heartland, Wisconsin. Slot to the left, Underwood to throw, tight pocket. The ball is ripped away. It's scooped up, or they're going to call it incomplete. Oh, I thought Reiger knocked it out before the hand moved forward, but they call an incomplete pass. Oh, Mason Reiger getting in on Underwood in a hurry, and it's 2nd and 10, Wolverines at their own 14-yard line.
Yeah, it looked what you did there is you compressed the pocket, and I'd love to see another replay of it, but it looked like his hand was going forward. They called it. But great pressure from the interior there.
2nd down and 10, Michigan from its own 14. Underwood gets the snap, quick shot. Andrew Marsh will catch, 15, up across the 20-yard line. Gets by a tackle attempt from Ricardo Holman, or make that Deani Hill, and gets it up close to the stick, actually maybe to the stick. They need the 24-yard line, and it looks like they might be just a little short of it.
And Michigan is going to continue to push and see how the perimeter of Wisconsin's secondary is going to tackle. They get the ball out there. They had a blocker out there, a little spin move. Have not done a great job so far of getting these guys down on the first crack at it.
Third down, about a foot for the Wolverines, just shy of their 24-yard line. Minute 38 left, first quarter, tied at 7. Single wide receiver to the right is Donovan McCulley. Snap to Underwood. He'll give it to Haynes. I don't think so. As the Badgers stack him up, it looks like short of the line to gain. We'll see. The way they're walking up, it would appear as though he's going to be a little bit short. So this Wisconsin defense trying to get stubborn. And they will go ahead and measure.
Great job by Ben Barton, right on the nose, right on the center. Just beat his guy across, got that penetration, and you're forcing Haynes to stop his feet. Let the rest of your crew get in there. That's what beats people on those short yardages, getting penetration in the backfield. Ben Barton did a fantastic job of doing that, and that set it up. I do not think if they did, that is a very generous spot because he did not move that pile. I think he's a little bit short.
Bringing the markers out right now. And, I mean.
Oh, come on.
You might need an index card here to figure this one out. It is wrapped. They're going to give him the first down by the nose of the football. First down, Michigan at the Wolverines, 24-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's one of those, too, because of the stack. It would be
scrum.
Really hard to review that. Trying to locate the football.
Yeah, I felt like they gave him a really generous spot. Hopefully they take a look at it.
They are, and that's exactly what they're doing. So there will be a review. A minute 14 left in the first quarter. We are tied at 7. If it would be overturned, it would be fourth down and very, just, very short.
It was such a great job. You have to commend Ben Barton. You know, he is just one of these guys. He bleeds Wisconsin. He has put in all this work. He just did a great job of kind of piercing through the Michigan offensive line, getting that penetration, and just getting Haynes to slow his feet down. It looks short to me, but I think it's going to be tough to overturn.
Yeah, it comes down to being able to locate the football and the open. Keywords clear and obvious. Showing it on the video board. I mean, originally I thought he would be stopped about a half a yard short.
A little home cooking. See.
But this is taking a little bit of time here to get this reviewed.
I mean, they didn't need much. They didn't get much. I don't think they got any. But we'll see. Is get that notepad out. Notepad's good, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, we got notepad
out.
Yeah,
he's writing on that. Looks like he started to jot something down on said notepad, which is what you want to see. Mm-hmm. Unless he's just making out his grocery list. You never know.
Could put his order in for a post-game meal. Never know. Well, then the question is, if they do review this and they're short, I don't think Michigan goes for it.
I think we're about to get the call here.
After review, the runner was short of the line to gain. It'll be fourth down.
So then it comes down to Sharon Moore. Do you want to go ahead and push it with your offensive coordinator, Chip Lindsey? As it is marked about a half a yard short. Ball at the 23.5. They need the 24. And the punt team is on.
What a big stop. Woo. That was it. And you see Wisconsin, they're not buying it. They have punt safe out here. They have their starting defense, in essence, out there not buying it because it is short yardage. And that's a smart move. You never know what Michigan's – they got a couple tricks up their sleeve here.
Hudson Hollenbeck is the punter if he goes through with it. Tyrell Henry deep at the Badger 34. Snap to Hollenbeck. Steps up, and the kick is away, and it's going to hit short. Bounces a couple of times, and Henry's going to let it keep rolling. Probably the safe play there, as it will stop it at the 29-yard line in Wisconsin territory. 46-yard punt from Hudson Hollenbeck, beg your pardon. Senior out of Tennessee, transfer from Mississippi State. 56 seconds left in the first quarter. Wisconsin and Michigan tied at 7. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
Well, you always look for big plays, especially early in these games. And, you know, Wisconsin comes here as a heavy dog. You have to make those plays when they come. Ben Barton and that Wisconsin defense found a way to do it, forced the punt, giving your ball back to the offense.
Berrion Dupree in the backfield, Jackson Aker as well, Hunter Simmons at quarterback. Simmons will hand off to Dupree, looking for a seam off the left side. Not much there across the 30 to the 31-yard line is all he will get. Jaden Sanders off the corner getting in there, and the linebacker Cole Sullivan as well. Gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Badgers at their own 31-yard line.
And it's good to see Tucker Ashcraft back out here. He's getting some good reps early. He kind of pulled from the right side. He actually did a really nice job of kicking out. Riley Malman did a nice job there also. Michigan is starting to load that box. You saw a safety come in there and fill that gap between Malman and Ashcraft to bring him down.
Brooks and Kekahuna tight to the right, Anthony to the left. Berrion Dupree, the running back, to the right of Hunter Simmons, takes the snap. Michigan sends four, a throw to the left, and that pass caught by Vinny Anthony. He'll step out of bounds at the 35-yard line of the near side. Jaden Sanders, the freshman cornerback, is over there. Gain of 4, and it brings up 3rd and 4 for Wisconsin as the first quarter has come to an end. Well, the Badgers, Stout said, heavy underdogs today, but they are trading punches with Michigan through the first 15 minutes. Fans score a lifetime of memories by planning your Star of the North getaway at Explore Minnesota. Order your travel guide today at exploreminnesota.com. For the Rail Transport broadcast booth at the end of one quarter, Wisconsin 7, Michigan 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Time for a scoreboard update from the Big House, Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor. Wisconsin and the 20th ranked Wolverines tied at 7 at the end of one quarter. Other Big Ten play going on right now. Number 22, Illinois, leads at Purdue 10-7. About 4 minutes going by in the second quarter there. Top 25 scores, number 12, Georgia, on top of Kentucky, 14-7 early in the second quarter. Number 14, Iowa State, trails at Cincinnati, 17-7. All eyes on Major League Baseball today. The Brewers will have the first pitch of the divisional round at home against the Chicago Cubs at 108. The Detroit Tigers will play the last game of the night. They're on the road at Seattle.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Brew Pub Pizza is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and local heroes in our communities. We partnered with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to give back to those who serve through each sale of our new Brew Pub Patriot Pizza, available now in your local grocery store. We're tied at 7. Wisconsin and Michigan will start the second quarter. The Badgers will have a 3rd down and 4 at their 35-yard line.
And it's not hard to see what the formula is, and it's something Wisconsin has not been able to do early in these games, and it's they're running the football, and they're staying normal on 3rd down. They're 3 out of 4, running the ball. Dylan Jones, the most you really saw him get into a rhythm was today. He's had 10 carries in the first quarter, 51 yards, averaging 5.1, and you're just asking Hunter Simmons, make the easy throws, the pitches and catches. Don't try to do something crazy. Let's just play normal, solid football, And Wisconsin has been able to do that, and that's why we're sitting here at 7-7 after one quarter of football.
The Badgers were 3 out of 4 converting on third downs in the first quarter. They get an early opportunity here as we start the second period. Wisconsin now going north to south, left to right as we view it.
And just another manageable third down here. We're at 3rd and 4. That's where you want to live as an offense.
They're going to go direct snap, little wildcat with Cade Iacomelli. Simmons is out wide to the left. Snap to Iacomelli, reads it, keeps it, gets drilled behind the line of scrimmage. Well, they try to change it up, something they've been repping during the week. Michigan's all over it, a loss of 1, and it's 4th and 5 for the Badgers at their 34-yard line.
And this goes back to you're just trying to find some formulas to continue to pick up first downs. And I think if it's, you saw a couple of times, 3rd and 5 plus, they ran the football with Dylan Jones, and they've had some success. I'm not going to sit here and be all critical. You're trying to find different ways to get different people involved, giving guys opportunities. That time it didn't work.
Atticus Bertrams on the punt. Samaj Morgan deep for Michigan. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Snap to Bertrams, steps up. And the kick is away, drifting to his right is Morgan. He lets it hit. It'll take a quick left turn inside the 20-yard line of the Wolverines. They will mark at the 19, and that's where Michigan will begin after a 46-yard punt from Bertrams. We're 51 seconds into the second quarter. We'll play on. Wisconsin 7, Michigan 7.
And you know, Wisconsin, obviously that first drive, you let Haynes get going a little bit. You had a penalty, and they end up going down and scoring, but then you bowed up. And I think the game plan today, Wisconsin, obviously everybody has been talking about the battle. Michigan's run game versus our stout defensive line and our group. Michigan won that first battle. Wisconsin won the second one. And for Wisconsin to win this game, they're going to have to win this battle almost every time they step out on it.
Jordan Marshall in at running back now. Andrew Marshall, receiver, motions right to left. 3 receivers that side of the formation. Underwood to throw, a lot of time to scan, checks it down, caught by Marshall. Right side across the 25-yard line. Christian Allegro getting in there to drive him back with help. Deani Hill up across the 25 to the 27-yard line on a gain of 8.
Yeah, and this is one of the challenges when you face a quarterback like Underwood. How are you going to rush, especially early on? You do not want to let an athletic quarterback get outside the pocket. You want to kind of corral him. Did a good job there, but not a ton of pressure. Gave him all kinds of time to do a little Charlie check down and pick up 8.
Underwood under center. Max Bredesen lining up as a fullback. Here's the handoff to Marshall, and he crashes up to about the 28-yard line. Again, Hill getting in there off the corner for Wisconsin. A yard short of the stick, 3rd down here for the Wolverines.
It looked like Corey Walker came flying in. You saw a lot of white jerseys flying downhill there. Like they had a pretty good big gauge. They brought a little corner blitz off of that edge as well. Really good play call there, kind of dialing into what Michigan was going to do, and you hit.
Marsh and McCulley out to the right. 2 tight ends lining up to the left. Marsh in motion, right to left, shotgun snap, Underwood, looking, shuffles left, breaks right, throws, caught, dropped, shy of the 35-yard line by Max Bredesen of Michigan. It's a pretty good defensive work from Deani Hill to help force that. So Michigan again missing on 3rd and short, and on comes the punt team.
Yeah, not a ton of pressure there. Underwood had all kinds of time to sit, and a great job by Hill of coming through, not just going to tackle, he swiped hard at the football, was able to knock it out of his hands and forcing another Michigan punt.
Hollenbeck on the punt. Tyrell Henry deep, just inside the Wisconsin 30-yard line. Snap to Hollenbeck. Pressure is light. Kick is away. Drifting back is Tyrell Henry. He'll field the fair catch at the 15-yard line. And that's where the Badgers will go back on offense after a 57-yard punt. When not really much of a factor, what win there is, though, the punter had with him as it's coming from the south as we will take a break. Badger fans, you're dedicated to your team, and at Case IH, we're dedicated to designing every tractor, every tool, every piece of equipment with your land management goals in mind. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers, where your home field and huge success awaits. We'll step away, 12:43 left in the first half, Wisconsin 7, Michigan 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favic Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavicCatt.com or call your local Favic Catt store for more information. Favic Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.